I just want to present my side of the story. There's two sides to every single coin. And I am in the siting of the site. The Northern Pass proposed transmission lines, if it's going to go through, would come through my yard. It would impact my well area. It would come through my front yard and my side window. And I'm a resident of Northfield. Northern Pass is not a transparent or a forthcoming company or LLC in notifying me, who is most directly impacted and adversely impacted about this proposed project. I was first asked to meet with the engineering firm of Kohler and Cole Antonio on February 22nd by phone message. The application was filed with the Department of Energy in November last year. My first meeting with the engineering firm of Kohler and Cole Antonio was on March 2nd. That was just the first week of this month. Existing power lines within the right-of-way have heights right now that are below the tallest trees that grow on both sides of the buffer to the woods and to my front yard and my well area. The proposed towers would be from 90 to 135 feet high. I was told the current wooden power lines are only averaging 75 to 100. So you can imagine the higher height of these structures. Devaluation of my property. I've been a resident of Northfield for 30 years. It would cut a 65-foot swath to the expansion of the existing right-of-way. I bought the property in 1980. I've been paying taxes there. I've been working in New Hampshire. We knew there was a small right-of-way on the property, but what they're proposing is going to be 65 feet wide, an expansion. They would have to seek further easements and ask permission of me to survey for impact. It would cut by the side of my house. This line corridor, when I proposed to look at the map, I simply looked at it and said, why don't you move it to the other side? It wouldn't impact my property at all. Well, if it's a proposed map, that could be considered. But I was told that's not practical, and of course it's not going to be less expensive by this corporation to spend that kind of money. Looking at the map, when I proposed that it was going to cut through all the trees that is presently my buffer, that doesn't seem to be mattering to anybody. The reason I chose New Hampshire to live in is because of my property being where it is. It's very remote, surrounded by trees on every single side, very quiet. If this goes through, there's more trespassing, more traffic through my property. If a 65-foot swath is cut through, more likely there's more traffic, dirt bikes, snowmobiles, dumping, littering, unauthorized hunting, etc. So more impact. Environmental impact would be more direct. There would be definitely a disturbing of the sensitive ground cover that exists right now. There would be disturbance of the wetlands, of the vernal pools, and the brook. All features of a viable habitat for wildlife and for all the birds. All part of a conservation zone in Northfield in which I inhabit. Health concerns also are a big, big issue. Electric magnetic transmissions are increased. Disturbance from digging large foundations for the towers impacts my well water quality. And the runoff may create further soil erosion in an already sensitive landscape. A couple of years ago, PSNH, who has an easement, asked to improve the poles that were existing in the property. And when they did that, they already disturbed the ground cover. Only last fall, when I was walking up my driveway, I noticed that the grass seed that they plopped down and scattered was only starting to grow back. So there's no shrubbery to replace the habitat that was removed. And it's a whole line, 65 foot, if you can imagine how wide that is. Just new cut. Eminent domain is certainly a threat. It would be increased for residents who already own private property. At present, the state legislature had put on hold House Bill 648 and 649 to prevent a private corporation from taking property of all New Hampshire residents. That should be a concern for every one of us sitting here. The power from proposed project would soon be sold to a majority of outside users in southern New England's grid through Northeast Utilities and NSTAR. I do not believe that there is direct benefit or decreased power rates that would benefit me that could be guaranteed to my utility, our New Hampshire Electric Co-op. Such a large scale of tower building would take away my peaceful enjoyment on my property. And there would be the visual blight, and I am against this project because of the impact directly to me and the reason I live in New Hampshire. Thank you.
Thank you.